Chapter 7. The Baker Street Boys.
What now? I asked. Toby has made a mistake.
There's a lot of tyre used in London these days,
said Holmes.
It's not surprising that he got confused. We'll take him back to the place where he followed the wrong trail.
We walked back to Knight's place. Toby then took us down a street which brought us to the edge of the river.
Well, that's it,
said Holmes.
They've taken a boat from here.
Nearby was a small house with a sign. It said, Mordecai Smith, boats to hire by the hour or day. Sherlock Holmes walked towards the house. A small boy came running out. He was followed by a large, red-faced woman.
Come back here, Jack,
she shouted. Jack took no notice.
What a lovely little boy,
said Sherlock Holmes.
A fine child, Mrs. Smith.
He is, sir, but he's difficult to manage, especially when my husband is away,
she said.
Oh, is he away?
Asked Holmes.
I wanted to speak to him.
He's been away since yesterday morning, sir. I'm starting to worry about him. He went away with that wooden-legged man. I don't like him.
A wooden-legged man?
Said Holmes, pretending to be surprised.
Yes. He came late last night and woke my husband up. I heard his wooden leg clicking on the road. They left in the steamboat.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mrs. Smith, because I wanted to hire a steamboat. Is it that old green and yellow boat I've seen here? Let me think. What was it called?
Oh, no, sir. The Aurora has just been painted. It's black with two red stripes now.
Thanks. Well, I hope you hear from your husband, Mrs. Smith. I'm going down the river. If I see him, I'll tell him you're worried about him. Ah, look. Here's a small boat for hire. Let's go across to the other side of the river, Watson. Goodbye, Mrs. Smith.
On our way across the river, we decided what to do next. So, are we going to search for the Aurora? I asked.
No, no,
said Holmes.
That will take far too long.
Well, what do we do then? I asked.
We'll go home, have some breakfast, and get some rest. We'll stop at the post office. I want to send a telegram to Wiggins. Do you remember how the street boys helped in the Jefferson Hope case?
We returned to Baker Street. I felt much better after a bath and some breakfast. We were reading the report of the case in the newspaper when the street boys arrived.
Got your message, sir?
Said Wiggins.
Right, Wiggins. Here's a coin for each of you. I want you to find a steamboat called the Aurora, owned by a Mordecai Smith, black with two red stripes. It's on the river somewhere. Let me know as soon as you have any news. Is that clear?
Yes, sir,
said Wiggins.
Very well. You can go now,
he said. The boys left. Are you going to sleep, Holmes? I asked him.
No, no,
he replied.
I want to think over this curious case. Wooden-legged men are not common, and the other man must be unique.
Yes. What about this other man, number one?
You must have your own thoughts, Watson. Small footprints, naked feet, poison darts. What do you think?
An Indian, I exclaimed. One of the Indians who were the friends of Jonathan Small.
I did consider that,
said Holmes.
But no. Look at this.
He turned the pages of a book.
Here we are. The Andaman Islands, 340 miles to the north of Sumatra, in the Bay of Bengal. The Aborigines of the Andaman Islands are perhaps the smallest people on earth. The average height is below 4 feet. Their feet and hands are very small. They are a very fierce group of people and fight using poisoned darts. They often eat their victims. What nice friendly people, Watson.
But how did Jonathan Small and this Aborigine become friends? I asked.
I don't know, Watson. Jonathan Small was on the Andaman Islands, so he probably made friends with an islander. Anyway, Watson, you look tired. Why don't you go to sleep?
I did as he suggested. Soon I was dreaming about the sweet face of Miss Mary Morstan. I woke up late in the afternoon, feeling much better. Sherlock Holmes was reading a book. "Have you heard anything?" I asked.
"No,"
he answered. He sounded disappointed.
"I expected to know something by now. Wiggins was here while you were asleep. He says they can't find the boat."
"Is there anything I can do?" I asked.
"No,"
he replied.
"We just have to wait. You do what you want. I'll wait here."
"Then I'll go over and see Mrs. Cecil Forrester."
"Mrs. Cecil Forrester?"
said Holmes, smiling. "Well, of course, to see Miss Morstan as well. They were anxious to hear what happened. I'll be back in an hour or two."
"Well, if you're going across the river, you can take Toby back. I don't think we'll need him again."
I took Toby back to Pinchin Lane and went to see Miss Morstan. The two women were very interested to hear what had happened.
"Just think, Mary," said
Mrs. Forrester.
"If the search is successful, you'll be a rich woman."